This is the will of my Father, that all who believe in him shall have eternal life, and he will be raised up on the last day. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Those were the ending words, more or less, of today's Holy Gospel. But we should turn back to the sequence that give us great words of hope and of consolation for ourselves, for our loved ones in purgatory as well, where it talks about Magdalene and how she was absolved by our Lord, and how our Lord had forgiven even the penitent thief on the cross as soon as he showed any sign of repentance. And on that day, it says that he was invited to paradise, and that these two thoughts give us very great hope. And truly it does. And that's what the liturgy, all of the liturgy of today's Mass, gives to us, is great hope, not only for ourselves, our own souls, but for the souls of our loved ones. Today in particular, remember, we are praying for Nico Ananias, who died just 1 year ago. Remember all of those sad events that surrounded it. But here we are, and all of his friends, all of the people that knew him, and that perhaps, aside from his family, loved him the best in the true sense of the word, here coming 1 year later to pray for the repose of his soul. God bless all of you for making the sacrifice, a long trip, and the strange hours for the Mass. Truly, God bless you for that. And Nico will appreciate it. And once his soul finally goes off to heaven, always remember this, before I get back to my main topic of the sermon, always remember this, that you've helped free his soul. And that once his soul gets to heaven, he becomes your benefactor at the throne of Almighty God. Right now, you're his benefactor by praying to God for him. But as soon as he is released from purgatory, then before the throne of Almighty God, he is mentioning each of you by name, because you have been his benefactors and you have helped him to get to heaven. Keep that in mind and pray for him frequently. But anyway, back to that thought of hope and Magdalene and St. Dismas. There's another story that happened long ago, a true story, that I read in a book not long ago, of this sinful young lady. Her name was Mary, and she was so scandalously sinful that even the people in her city eventually got so fed up with the scandals that they kicked her out of the city. She went into a forest, and there she stayed all by herself, and eventually she grew sick. She died without any of the consolation of the last sacraments. And they buried her there in a field as if she had some sickness that couldn't be touched by anyone. They just buried her off somewhere in a field. Well, years later, there was this religious sister, a nun, Sister Catherine, I think was her name. And she was in the habit of praying for the poor souls in purgatory frequently. But she didn't pray for this young lady, Mary. She, like everyone else, was convinced that because of her sinful life, she was cast into hell by the justice of God. Well, one day, this Mary, she appeared to Sister Catherine. She said, "Why is it that you pray for all of these other souls, and you don't pray for me? I made it to purgatory." And she told her whole story about how, though everyone else had given up hope on her because she was so sinful, she said when she was dying, there was no priest around to give her absolution or the last sacraments. She turned to Our Lady, the Blessed Virgin Mary, and she called on her for help. She made an act of perfect contrition, and because of Our Lady's intercession, she died in the state of grace. And she went to to purgatory for many years. And after that, Sister Catherine, or she said that, Mary said that she only needed some more masses to be offered for her before she could finally be set free from purgatory and go to heaven. Well, Sister Catherine agreed to take care of that. And sure enough, she did. And this Mary is now in paradise, now in heaven. And that's a beautiful story, isn't it? How you see on the one hand our sinfulness, and on the other hand the mercy of God and the intercession of Our Lady. And how as soon as we turn, like Dismas did on the cross, to our Lord, or like this lady, Mary, did when she turned to our Blessed Mother, as soon as we turn to them, they show us mercy. They obtain forgiveness for our sins, and if necessary, the last sacraments as well. They will always do that for us as soon as we turn to them. And so we always want to keep this hope in our own soul for ourselves and our loved ones when we see them stray off the right path and all of the rest. But then turning it all back to Nico tonight, you see in him, he had a devotion to Our Lady, didn't he? He had a great devotion to the Holy Rosary. And I remember seeing him quite a bit for the first Saturdays of the month, and I believe he died with his brown scapular on, very devoted to Our Blessed Lady. And you see how he had a priest at his bedside, at least to give him the last sacraments, and to hear his confession, give him extreme unction. He died a very good death. It was all due to Our Lady's intercession. Because remember, no grace comes to us unless it passes through her hands in any case. No grace comes to us except through her. So I think this is a lesson today. We turn with confidence and with hope to Our Lady. Because all graces come through her, then we must go to her. And she will obtain. She will obtain for us our eternal salvation. And for all of our loved ones who are in purgatory now, turn to Our Lady, and she will console those souls in purgatory. And that's what I want you to do tonight for Nico, is pray to Our Lady, above all, that she might console him and eventually, in due time, bring him to his eternal reward. But over the next day or two, that's what I want you to resolve that you'll do. Offer sacrifices, offer prayers, and your masses, and above all, below the masses, offer your rosaries for the repose of the soul of Nico. And remember, too, that now you're his benefactor, but tomorrow he might be your greatest benefactor before the throne of God. All these are thoughts to keep in your mind as we go through the rest of this Holy Mass this evening. Eternal rest grant unto him, O Lord, and let perpetual light shine upon him. May he rest in peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.